This is a podcast by The Straits Times.
Hi, I'm Olivia Kui.
And I'm Haryanto Diman. Welcome to the Live Weekend Picks podcast, where The Straits Times recommends lifestyle and food picks for the coming weekend in Singapore. Now it's Thursday, which means one thing, a check-in with our colleagues at Live for ideas on what to do over the weekend. Let's begin with Singapore's favourite topic, food, food and even more food. Now, I have food editor Tan Sherin with me now to share more. Sher, you have two selections for us today, Botanico and Lola. But before we get to that, I noticed that you are at Golden Mile?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Okay, my work takes me places, and I just did an interview here, and I'm so excited about this story, and I'd love to come and tell you about it when it's out. Will you ask me back?
Yes, I will do that. Okay, and Shwe, let's talk about our two restaurants, because one of them, you talked about the place as well, the ambience of the place, and that is Botanico. Tell us more about that.
Yes. Okay, so Botanico is a restaurant in a part of the Botanic Gardens that you probably would never have been to. It's in Cluny Park Road. And it's such a chill place, really. It's an old Art Deco bungalow. And Botanico takes the top floor. And then on the ground floor is a cafe called the Bee's Knees. And there's a chef, a wonderful Singaporean chef. She's Chinese-Indian, or Indian-Chinese. And her name is Sujata Asokan. And she runs... she runs both places. And her food is excellent.
Right. Now, talking about the food, let's focus on it, because you wrote as well that the chef has a way of taking local dishes and putting a new spin to it.
Yes. So, she's very influenced by the cross-cultural kind of meals that she used to have, or she would have still. And something like herbal chicken. So instead of her herbal chicken, it's not just herbal, it's a bit chicken rice kind of inspired as well, except that instead of using rice, she uses cookies, and she uses the same sort of seasonings that you put in chicken rice, and it works so beautifully. The only objection I have to that dish is that she uses chicken breast, which is like the least interesting chicken part as far as I'm concerned. But other than that, it's a beautiful kind of melding of Chinese herbs together with that chicken rice. It's lovely. And then she also does wonderful things with rojak. And she also does a very nice beef tongue taco, except that instead of like a regular tortilla, she uses bok choy, baby bok choy, and they're so sweet. And the beef tongue is just gorgeous. And it comes with this bangkuang salad, which is has so many layers of like crunch and textures and flavors, and it's just beautiful. Her food is excellent.
Now, Shwe, your other food pick for this weekend is Lola. And, shared with me before the interview as we were talking that the chef has a particular way of preparing the beef. What's so special about that?
Okay. So, I think it starts with sourcing. And Lola is very good at sourcing good quality and produce, which are in season. So the two dishes that I enjoyed the most at Lola actually happened to be made with beef. And it's a particular cut of beef. It's the tri-tip. So this is Mayura full blood Wagyu tri-tip from Australia. And tri-tip is from the bottom of the sirloin. And it's called a tri-tip because it's kind of like a triangular piece of meat. And what's interesting is that the grain of the meat changes halfway through. So you have to slice it in a certain way to keep it tender. So Chef Joanne, she has a really good touch with the beef. So I had it in two ways. The first was beef tartare. And so she uses, and it's so, the meat is so sweet and juicy and flavorful that you don't even really need the oyster aioli, although the oyster aioli is really quite good as well. And she uses a Jerusalem artichoke chip. So good. It's like this earthy flavor that goes really well with the raw beef. And then the other dish that that I really enjoyed was the seared tri-tip. So she beats the beef at 58 degrees for 15 hours. Then there's a hot, hot sear. And then when you eat the beef, right, there's this crackle on the surface of the meat. And then you bite into it. And then there are veins of fat running through the meat. And the veins of fat crackle as well. It's so magical. Magical.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really yummy. Well, thank you so much, Xue, for coming onto the show. That was food editor Tan Xueyin on her food picks for this weekend, Botanico and Lola. Now, we have no plans for this weekend and have decided to stay in and watch the telly. We have shows to recommend. Let's bring in journalist Jen Lee. Now, Jen, you have two shows to recommend this weekend. Let's begin with the first one, which is premiering today on HBO Go, The Flight Attendant. What is it about and what are the reviews saying so far?
So it's a dark comedic thriller starring Kaley Cuoco, which people remember from The Big Bang Theory, Penny. She plays like a cabin attendant, right? A flight attendant. She wakes up in bed with a dead man, and she cannot remember what happened. So she's like, she wakes up in Bangkok, and like, you know, she had this fun night out with this cute guy, and she likes him, and then she wakes up and he's dead. So It basically starts off from there. The reviews so far are pretty strong, you know, saying that Kaley Cuoco put up a pretty good performance, and that the series, while, because it's although the subject matter is a bit dark, it is a bit of a comedy. So there's like, they say it's like quite lighthearted, quite fast paced, and quite interesting to watch unfold. And I think Kaley Cuoco in this plays like a bit of a hot mess, like, you know, she has all these problems, like she drinks too much, she parties too much, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
right. Now you've got me at the waking up dead beside a man. That is intriguing. I want to find out what happens, right? Well, your second pick is not new and it's already streaming on Netflix. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So this is like a little Netflix gem that I discovered and I'm very excited to tell people about it. It's called Death You. So it's about, it's a reality TV series, and it's about a group of deaf and hard of hearing college students who attend this university, which I find it very hard to pronounce. It's Gallaudet, I think. It's a private university for the education of the deaf and hard of hearing that is in Washington, D.C. in the United States. So, like, it has all the reality TV elements. So it has the gossipy, who slept with who backstabbed who, frenemies, that kind of stuff. So it has that part, but at the same time, it's actually it's a very interesting look at the deaf community, and it really is a very enlightening look, because it's like the daily realities of people who are deaf and hard of hearing. So firstly, there's like varying degrees of deaf. So some people can maybe hear in 1 year. Some people, you know, may have been deaf since birth. You know, it's just always been this reality. Some people may have been deaf after an accident or an incident and so on. So there's also like debates within the deaf community where like some people feel like, you know, you shouldn't speak too much, because some of them can speak. Then they'll say, like, you shouldn't speak too much, you know. Then you're like forgetting the deaf culture of signing, of using ASL. And then there's like this YouTuber who does videos about her deafness, but some of her classmates feel like you are catering too much to the hearing community. So it's actually very interesting. And even just small things like when they sit at a table, they don't like it when there's something on the table, like a vase or like a bottle of water, because they feel like that's not helpful to them signing to each other and seeing each other's, like their mouths move for, you know, lip reading and so on. So it's like, it's actually very interesting. And I think the funniest part was they have signs for names. So like, your own name or like names that you refer to a lot. So they actually have signs for Trump, like Donald Trump, the president. So I think apparently you can tell who's a Trump supporter and who's not, because if they're not a Trump supporter, they use a sign that's like a bit rude. They use a sign for a toupee, like the fake hair. Yeah, I thought that was quite funny.
So there you have it. Two shows, The Flight Attendant on HBO Go and Dare Few on Netflix to watch over the weekend as recommended by journalist Jan Lee. And lastly, school's out, the holidays are upon us, and we're just days away from redeeming the $100 worth of Singapore Rediscovers vouchers on December 1st. So how can we make full use of the vouchers? Well, travel editor Lee Siew Hua joins me now to share with us on where we can find activities to do here in Singapore this year-end holiday. Now, Siew Hua, my friends and I, we usually end up doing the same activities whenever we meet up. The Straits Times recently launched the SG GoWare website, a hyper-local guide to discover Singapore. How different is this guide compared to the ones that are out there?
So we have our Straits Times journalists going out there to experience all these activities. And I've asked them to be, you know, to be lively, to have a point of view, and really to go out there to have fun themselves. So that fun and that possibility is conveyed in the stories. So whether it is our colleague John Lui staying in a shipping container or making masks in the factory, or we go higher end for lux vacations, all of them would have experienced all these genres of domestic travel. So, and I'll also say there are a couple of fresh elements. We have videos, we have multimedia moments to accompany many of those stories. And because we are a newspaper, it is very easy and complete for us to pull out news stories written by our colleagues across the newsroom. Whether it's when Singapore Airlines launched its in-plane dining, or the Lornie Park Corridor was launched, where to cycle, where to hike, these stories also make their way into our microsite.
Now, Siew Hua, as Estes travel editor, you share your overseas traveling experiences with the readers in your pieces, but now, you know, you're unable to do so due to the pandemic. How have you then repurposed your travel columns to suit the current situation?
Yes, when the pandemic, you know, broke out, we just found a new opportunity. So, you know, many of our journalists are world explorers, you know, just like Singaporeans. And they simply, while exploring the four corners of the world, I guess we didn't really take as much time to explore the four corners of Singapore. But now you're doing it. And it's across all the different dimensions, right? So we have launched at least three new series in recent weeks and months. One of them is the Sweet Life Staycation series. So from the fancy staycations to chic hotels under $100 that perfectly match the $100 tourism vouchers. We have done that. So we go with a checklist, like, you know, looking at the bathroom and also exploring the neighborhood. We decide whether this is a good escape or not. And these are staycation reviews that appear weekly. And we usually limit ourselves to a 24-hour stay, which really focuses our minds a lot when we write about the staycations. So they're all lodged in SG GoWare. Another one is Eating Air, cool local tours. So this includes these Crazy Rich Asians film locations. Since the movie was filmed in places like Chimes, MBS, Gardens by the Bay. So that one I did myself. I went on in a vintage Vespa sidecar, so you think of a scooter with a little cabin next to it, and then you're tooting all around Singapore. It's a fresh way, really. I never really saw Singapore in that light before, so that was fun. And lots, and in this climate, our local tour agencies, operators have been fashioning a lot of local tours or pivoting them towards Singaporeans, because they always used to have global travelers, but now they're selling them, crafting them for Singaporeans. And it's a way to support local businesses while escaping at the same time. And finally, our newest series is, it's called A Day Away. So it's essentially experiencing another country in Singapore. We already had a day away in Taiwan, and next week we'll have a day away in Japan. So each story comes with a Spotify playlist, recommendations of what books to read, what Netflix movies you can catch to experience another country in Singapore. And we also look for a savvy expatriate to talk about how they would spend a Taiwan day or country or whatever country they're from, how they replicate such a day in Singapore. So besides that, we also have ideas like features, full-fledged features, 48 hours in Jewel, Cruise to Nowhere. Cruise to Nowhere is really like, it's a little bit outside Singapore, but it's really for Singapore residents. So you can read all about it at our SG GoWare website. So I'd say there are endless possibilities, even though, and our travel pages never really had to shut down, even though borders have been closed. We have thought about all these ideas, where to escape, where to go. And just like, I guess we spend lots of fun time quality time bonding with the families at home. It's also the same when we go out there in Singapore, exploring it afresh with family and friends.
Thank you, Siew Hua, for the sharing. I've been speaking to travel editor Lee Siew Hua on ST's recently launched SG GoWare site, a hyper-local guide to discover Singapore. And those are some ideas to spend the weekend. The Friday section in tomorrow's paper will have even more suggestions, so keep an eye out for that.
That was an SBH podcast by The Straits Times. Find us on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, or streaming on Google Home. Do feedback to us at podcast@sbh.com.sg.
You can also check out more podcasts on various topics at The Straits Times, The Business Times and Money FM 89.3.